Only thing that you can buy that you can't buy.
It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
And a good Friday afternoon to you. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We are in Lexington, Kentucky, right here in the gymnasium and Lexington Catholic High School. We have going on today the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. This thing reached back a couple of days ago, and there have been some of the top teams across the state playing in this venue. GRC comes in here, and the girls team working right now with a 6-0 record. They take on Anderson County. Anderson County out of the 8th region, they are perfect on the season at 8-0. So these teams meet, haven't met all that frequently. GRC and Anderson County, they're 1-1 under each of these coaches. So they each have a victory against the other as far as their team goes. The last game that GRC was in this gym, it was a Traditional Bank Holiday Classic. GRC beat Anderson County 57-46 back on January of 2021. The last time that Anderson County defeated GRC, it was back in 2016, January the 2nd, a 76-71 game. Both these teams undefeated, and they both look good on paper. They both look good on the floor, but something's got to give, Bobby.
One of them is going to go down. One of them is going to go up or stay up.
Yeah, and GRC comes in here. The girls playing very well, and you know, they've been off for a while. The last time we saw them, they were red hot, hit 15 out of 31 three-point shots, probably played their best game all year against Frederick Douglass. They've had a layoff, letting some girls heal, but we hope that hot shooting still continues.
Well, it's probably the best long-range shooting in Coach Graham's era when you think about it. 15 threes.
Yeah, and they shot 31. They hit the first four out of the five, five out of six. They just kept rolling it on. Anderson County is going to prove to be a very, very tough competitor today. Last season, this Anderson County Lady Bearcat team, under the direction of Clay Birdwhistle, he is in his 10th season as the head coach at Anderson County, averaging 24 wins per year. He's had two 30-win seasons in the 10 years that he's coached there. So a district runner-up, 8 district championships, two regional runner-up, 4 regional championships. He's been to the semifinals 2 times in state tournament play. You know, it's a very strong team, Bobby. And last year they were 26-7, but they got put out in the opening round, and I think that kind of sometimes gives the team a little chip on their shoulder. And three or four of their key players are back.
Well, they certainly have the nucleus back, and if you remember 2 years ago, I think they went out in the first round also to eventual champion Sacred Heart, but did give them a good game. So very, very well established and traditional program. Coach Birdwhistle has done a tremendous job, and yet he's not facing someone who has done anything less himself.
That's true, and Coach Graham, he is directing right now the third winningest program in girls Kentucky high school basketball. Hey, everybody else had a shot to do it. In 50 years, they haven't. GRC is number 3 as far as the state goes. Right now, we are approaching 4 minutes away from tip-off. The GRC girls, they've been out on the floor going through a shoot-around. They have not been to the locker room since their arrival here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. More pregame to follow. GRC taking on Anderson County girls high school basketball coming up after this two-minute break.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic all across the state. You can go anywhere, east, west, north, and south. You're going to find holiday tournaments going on. There is none better than what's going on right here in Lexington at Lexington Catholic High School. Two gyms, they've got both of them going full blast. And GRC taking on Anderson County, two undefeated teams in the state. I mentioned at Anderson County, Clay Birdwistle, the coach, 10th season there. I tell you, they had a team back in 2022. This is the former team, Anderson County, Kentucky Miss Basketball and UK Wildcat player Amaya Jenkins played here. So that's got to be inspiring for the girls of Anderson County.
Sure.
And on that note of UK girls basketball, women's basketball, they got by David Litzcomb yesterday in a game in Lexington, and number 19 Louisville, their girls, women, I should say, over number 23 Washington. Right now, GRC, the team goes to the bench. They are 6-0 on the season. Something's got to give. Both these teams undefeated. GRC sporting new warm-up tops, and they look sharp. They are red, and they are clapping and getting ready to go. Head coach Robbie Graham, again, has his team down there. They are winners of the region 6 of the last 8 years, and we're going to take a timeout when we come back. We'll have starting lineups, game action, all that coming up right here on WWKY.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
George Rogers Clark Cardinals taking on the Anderson County Bearcats. Let's go to the public address.
At guard, number 31, Laney Johnson. At forward, number 35, Ella Baum. And at center, number 55, Faith. Head coach of the Lady Bearcats, Clay Birdwhistle. And now introducing the home team on the scoreboard this afternoon, the Lady Cardinals of George Rogers Clark and their starters. At guard, number 0, Kennedy Stanford. At guard, number 2, T. Beast. At guard, number 3, Sierra Byers. At guard, number 24, Makali Tabor. And also at guard, number 25, Anaya Chestnut. Head coach of the Lady Cardinals, Robbie Graham. Your officials this afternoon, Mike Akers, Deidre Powell, and Mark Stevens. Good luck to both teams.
There's the starters as we get ready to go. GRC, the home uniforms with the white, red numbers, and again, sporting some new warm-ups. I like those pullovers, don't you, Bobby? GRC hoops on the back with a little website on there.
Very distinctively classic.
They look good. They look good. GRC girls look sharp as they come in there. Sierra Byers at 6'2 to jump it up against number 31, Laney Johnson, 6 feet tall. For Anderson County. Anderson County has a 1-6-footer, and she's trying to tip it off, but McKeely Tabor and GRC have the tip. And Anaya Chestnut all the way down, reverse layup, missed at the rim, and here comes Anderson County. Satterley will run the point. She's a senior point guard. There's actually three seniors and two juniors on the floor for the Bearcats. Satterley runs it over to the left wing. They try to get free. There, Ella Baum. Baum being fronted there by Chestnut. Throws a pass. She's on the sideline and a turnover. Good pressure defense.
Immediate pressure defense on the side court, and GRC gets the turnover. Nice start defensively.
T. Yeast inbounds to Kennedy Stamper. Stamper back to Yeast on the right wing. Yeast, crossover dribble, throws it back. Sierra Byers working. Right blocks. Leaner shot it. Too short. On the rebound coming away is Ella Baum. Baum hands it off to Satterley, and they throw it over cross court to Laney Johnson. Johnson, somebody they want to have the ball in her hands. She and Baum have been on this team for 3 years since they've been going to the state tournament all those seasons. Of course, like a lot of teams, they've fallen victim to Sacred Heart. Sierra Byers out on the top. Crossover dribble. Johnson lost it. Turnover. Here goes Stamper. Stamper, 3-on-3, doesn't like it, circles back around with a dribble. Between the legs, left wing, they go to T. Yeast, looks on the baseline. Tabor's there. Tabor, spot up three.
How about
rattled
that?
It home.
There's a start.
They may give her a two. I don't know. What is it, Bobby?
Three.
They give
her
a three.
Got the three. Sure did. Nice start, McKeely.
McKeely with her picture in the Lexington Herald Leader last Saturday and gave that photo to her at... Glad to do it. Here's a three-point shot that just laid on the rim, and it came off, and Sierra Byers clears the miss. Up court to Stamper. Stamper, right of the circle, looking man-to-man by Anderson County. Spot-up shot from 18, missed by Stamper. GRC with a lead, 3-0. We played 2 minutes in this game, and again, it'll be Laney Johnson, the 6-foot senior, bringing the ball up. They spread the floor. Johnson, she lost it last time trying to go one-on-one. This time she does. Puts up a laner from 12. Good block out by Stamper.
Absolutely.
She had a mismatch and Kennedy won it. Runs the break. Finds T. Yee. Spot up three. Right wing. Too strong. GRC with one and out.
Yeah, they're 1-for-5 so far.
Anderson County again. Laney Johnson has it. Sierra Byers gets screened on the high side, and we've got a foul.
Moving screen, maybe?
Possibly. Yeah, yep. They're going to call that on Faith Hyatt, 5'7 senior. Her first, team first of this quarter, third turnover by Anderson County. Just got one bucket.
Yeah, GRC has been getting into its offense, getting decent looks, haven't scored, but yet exactly the opposite for Anderson. Pressure's bothering that team.
Perimeter passing by the Cardinals. They get in the front court. Chestnut, stop and pop. Three, good. Boy, she had a hot hand. She hit 7 threes in the last couple of games.
Well, she is gold from that arc.
So Anaya Chestnut hits a three. Pressure by GRC. They like to press, but you got to make the baskets and set the press. Step back three by Johnson. That's good for Anderson County.
Averaging 19 a game. That's their first bucket here. 3 minutes in.
On the left wing, T. Yeast keeps the dribble going. Drives, attacks, got to the right elbow. Handed to Chestnut, 18-footer off the rim. And again, good rebounding by Anderson County, limiting GRC to but one shot. Johnson drives it off to the right side. Got a pick by Hyatt.
And we're tied.
And hit another three. And just like that, each team with a couple of threes, as Bobby said. Both teams 2 of 3 from downtown. The game's tied. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Stamper hands it off to Chestnut between the circle. Bounce pass to Tabor. Hand it off to Stamper off the curl.
Carried it.
Carried the ball. She said she cupped it. She got a little bit of a mismatch when Satterley jumped out on the switch. And I think Kennedy wanted to change gears.
Well, she was getting ready to, but got her hand under that ball just a little bit too much.
Here's the press by GRC. They like the full court press. Johnson has it. She's in trouble, nearly traveled. Hyatt, right side, they throw it over there to Cooper. Cooper's first touch of the ball, skip it back over to Johnson. They stay with Chestnut on her. Runs into a double team, pull up 12-footer, not there. Sierra Byers, her second rebound. Comes down the middle of the floor. Sierra can run the break. She looks, crosses over, got in the paint, and draws the foul. She wasn't looking to score. She was looking to draw a double team, and she did just that.
And kicked it out in the event she had gotten through the gap. There was a three-point shooter waiting on the wing.
McGregor comes in, and second foul on the senior, Faith Hyatt, 5'7". Post player comes out for Anderson County. GRC ball underneath their goal. Get it into Byer. Hand it off to Stamper. Midway through this first quarter, tie game at 6. T. Yeast between the circle. GRC looking at a man-to-man. High ball screen. T. Yeast driving it off of Byer's screen. Chestnut has it on the right wing. Stamper calling for it. Didn't get it. Now they're posting up Byer, but she's double-teamed in the post. McKeely Tabor, elbow right side, 15-footer, good. She's got 5 in the game.
She got the roll from the elbow, right elbow.
Just really expanded her game, Bobby. Yep. Used to be an on-ball defender, now she's a threat.
Do it all, got 5 of 8 points.
Skip pass into the front court. Johnson skips it back over to Cooper. Her first shot of the game, launched a three off the back iron. Byers with another strong board for GRC. Pounds that ball on the floor with a left-hand dribble, crosses midcourt, gets into the lane, running left-hander, good. You didn't stop the ball. She found the goal.
Well, she got her on her hip and took it to the left and used that left hand to get the lead up to 4 here at 10-6.
Good pressure by GRC in the backcourt. Anderson County has not crossed yet. Now they do. GRC back, go man-to-man. Laney Johnson, 25-footer, good from the left wing, right in front of Coach Graham.
Well, Johnson averages 19 a game, along with Satterley at 21, and so they have to be shooters to average that much, and she is sure showing that she is.
Cards with a ball and a one-point lead, 10-9, 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Chestnut, left wing, bluffs a three. They step out, got a screen from Byers, shot it too hard, and now GRC 2 of 4 from downtown. Anderson County a little quicker into the front court. They've had to play against the press most of this first quarter. Johnson, who's had the hot hand, driving now. They run and jump with Sierra Byers. Contact, no call. For the Anderson County fans, much to the disdain, they didn't get a call on Johnson with Byers out there on her. T. Yeast with tight defense. Card fans want a 5-second call. She got rid of the ball, and Laney Johnson has it. Little two-man game. Driving in. Got a 12-footer. Bank shot, not there, rebounded, power dribble, bomb, turn around, shot it short. Then with Cooper got a rebound, third opportunity for Anderson County, deep in the left baseline. Here's Johnson trying to go man-to-man. Stamper doubles down with Yeast. Johnson's picked up her dribble. She's in a tough spot. They're going to count 5 on her for sure, and finally they do. Coach Graham sitting there counting them off for them. They finally get the turnover.
Either that or a timeout one. Let's see. Looks like it was the turnover.
Yeah, I tell you, we were just kind of waiting and waiting. Coach Graham makes some substitutions. Jalen Green comes in for GRC as well as Kiana Jones and Jalen Goodwin to run the point.
See if we can get one offensive rebound in this quarter.
Oh, I know. Yeah, there's been no second chance points or opportunities for the Cards. Goodwin hands it off. Green, her first touch of the ball, keeps the dribble alive, goes to T. Yeast. Yeast driving, floater. Good on the baseline.
And the Cards back up three at 12-9, 1:18 left. Nice floater from the wing.
Backcourt passing by Anderson County. They skip it into the front court. Cooper driving. GRC responds with a double team. Cooper missed an open 10-footer, and Kiana Jones.
Jump ball.
And they're going to call a jump ball. She took to the floor. Ella Baum, and Coach Birdwhistle's kind of like, what in the world are you seeing? My girl hit the floor.
Yeah, but she had both players had their hands on the ball.
Just a little over a minute to go in this opening quarter. Johnson has it, left baseline, Byers on her. It's been man-to-man. Sierra's gotten a little help from Tabor occasionally. Johnson with contact from Byers. They're letting him play out front. Nothing on hand check. Bumping. Here's Johnson. Step back three.
Wow.
Good. Sierra Byers just looks up the scoreboard, and she had good D, but third three by Johnson.
Well, when you step back like that and you're that tall, you're going to have the advantage to get it over her outstretched fingertips.
Goodwin, two-hand chest pass to the left wing, 30 seconds. Yeast comes off the screen, threw it up, hit the bottom of the rim. Anderson County with a ball and a tie game at 12. On the wing, Cooper. Straight away now they go with it. Out there Satterley to run the point. Clock at 15. Birdwhistle up. Coach Birdwhistle yelling, screaming at his girls. Now he's looking, wants a play to be executed. High lob in there. Jones broke it up. Goodwin's got it. 7 seconds. Got to push it. Here's Green. Green looks up the clock. Goes on the wing. Yeast with 1 second. Floater at the buzzer.
Got it.
She's hit a floater from the left baseline. This one from the right baseline. Good first quarter of play. Both these teams giving it all they have. Both teams undefeated. It's a 14-12 Cardinal girls lead here at the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. Back in 1 minute.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Yeah, made it, yeah. Here in a close one at the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic, the premier girls tournament. There's a lot of them going on, none better than this one. GRC leading 14-12 as we begin the second quarter. Jalen Goodwin and Aya Chestnut, T. Yeast, Kiana Jones, and also in there now they've got Annette Miller. So that's a five on the floor for GRC. Chestnut has it, top of the key. Over here is a three-point shot put up. Missed there by Green. Offensive rebound by Jones. Jones, floater, won't go. She put up a leaner, didn't get it. Another offensive rebound now for GRC. Their first two boards of the game on the offensive end. Flashing high post is Miller. She got it, bounce pass over to Green. Green's pass shoveled over to Chestnut into the blocks. A good ball movement, sets an open three. That won't go, and they had some good ball movement, just didn't get a basket. Bringing the ball up the floor, Lainey Johnson, who has 9 points in the first quarter on three threes. She goes to the baseline with a pass over there. Faith McGregor coming off the bench. She kicks it out on top. Satterley will run the point. Annette Miller sizing her up. GRC with a man-to-man. Satterley runs it to the right wing, hands it off, and we've seen some bumping and contact, but right there a little reach in, and it's going to draw a foul. That foul will be on Nia Chestnut, her first. That'll be the team's first of this quarter. Bobby, we were talking Sierra Byers, one shot, and she made it. Need to get her some more looks.
Absolutely.
Power dribble put up down in the paint as Satterley got inside position. Miller's going to be called for the foul. That'll be her first, team second. Satterley will be at the free throw line to shoot two. The thing about it is, GRC, we were talking off the mic too, if they can just keep the pressure defense on as Satterley's free throw rims off. And then we talk, well, you know, you got to make baskets to set the press. If not, you're getting hurrying back on defense.
Hurrying back, and yet they are chest-to-chest defensively so far in this game, and that can wear on you as well.
Satterley makes the second free throw. GRC with the ball and a one-point lead. Stamper back in as well as, Sierra Byers. They swing it left side, Chestnut. Puts up a three and hit it from the wing.
Chestnut is finding her stroke from the arc.
3 of 6 as a team. See, that allows the press. Now they get trouble getting the ball in. Satterley finally does. Chestnut on her hip, turning her on the dribble. Anaya just giving a little room now. Satterley with a left-hand dribble, angles off to the left. Played a minute and a half here in the second quarter. Behind the back dribble by Anderson County. Switch off. Jalen Green with a double team, and Jones got a steal. Jones, lead pass, batted away. She's trying to hustle to get it back, and 4 of the 10 players have touched the ball, and finally we get a foul. That thing was a hot potato. Everybody touched it.
GRC, Anderson County, both in hot pursuit, but GRC wound up getting it and got the foul call.
And that foul is on Lainey Johnson, her first, team first of this quarter. We played nearly 2 minutes. GRC with a 17-13 lead, and the ball underneath their goal. And that pass just thrown out of bounds. That was some kind of a. Coach Graham, I don't know if he says it's deflected or not. That official was right there. Surely, see, I know, but he's right there. He's the one that says now he's going to bring it back. Originally, he said go the other way. And they are going to go the other way. Here comes GRC with a full court press. So just a crazy pass. Nobody even near it. And they throw the length of the floor on a run out. Shot is rejected. Hustling back to block the shot, Jalen Green. And Coach Graham, he might be applauding the block, but he's saying there's no way we should be beat down the floor.
That's it. That's it. But did a good job of not allowing her to get it up there.
Baseball pass the length of the floor. Anderson County underneath their goal. They float it out on top. Cooper has it. Back to Satterley. Spacing not good. Now Satterley takes it out on top. GRC with a man-to-man. They set to a player at the elbow looking for a screen, but Satterley shaky with the ball handling, and GRC took it away from her. Lead pass up to Byers. Sierra, 2-on-2. Ball fake. Drives the basket. Got it in. Too strong. Too big. Too good.
Had a little hesitation move. Appearing to go left. Took it right. Got her on her hip. Put it up. Scored and won. Free throw.
5:49 to go here before halftime. Sierra Byers at the free throw line trying to complete a three-point play. She has 4 in the game. Her free throw shot is off the backboard, or off the back of the rim, and here comes Anderson County. Lainey Johnson, you got to pick her. Kiana Jones spots her up, takes her out near midcourt. Johnson, just a right-hand dribble. They run and jump her. Now a double team between 2 6-footers for GRC. Johnson just throws up a prayer with an underhand scoop shot. Coach Graham knows what the call is going to be, but he would have liked to seen traveling. But Johnson knew how to, she's a cagey player. She knew how to get out of that double team, and the two biggest players GRC had, they threw at her.
It appears, though, that GRC is going to remain relentless on that defense, and she's having to work for everything she gets.
Third foul on the Cardinal team. The girls pick up the third here in the second quarter. Johnson free throw. She makes a pair here. No baskets by Anderson County here in the first 2.5 minutes. Kiana Jones out. T. Yeast back in for GRC. 19-15. Cards lead, and they've got the ball. Kennedy Stamper looking over her shoulder at Coach Graham. Man-to-man by Anderson County. This will be a half-court set for GRC. Fire screens for Chestnut. Anaya got it. Drives in. Exaggeration in her attack, and she's fouled. The reason for the exaggeration, Ella Baum picks up a foul. Her first, team second.
Ball fake. on the wing, drove it to the baseline, trying to get it to the basket, and drew the foul.
Make that the third team foul. Each team with three fouls, and Chestnut misses the free throw. GRC 0 for 2 at the foul line here. Anaya has a pair of three-point shots in the game, and Coach Birdwistle making some changes with his Lady Bearcat team. Both these teams undefeated. Chestnut with another free throw, and she missed them both. Here comes Anderson County with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Laney Johnson throws a pass, a dangerous one near midcourt. Anaya Chestnut challenging the passing lanes. Now bounce pass, high post. They roll two off of Johnson. She hands it off, but it's Madison Glass in trouble now. And I tell you what, Jalen Green's all over
about
her.
The five?
Glass is just dribbling around. And,
gee whiz.
I know. Seems like we keep wanting a five call. We've only got one on a held ball. And right now it'll be possession remaining with Anderson County. But, Bobby, nothing's easy.
Intense pressure.
Nothing's easy for Anderson County.
By the Lady Cards. And they're within four with the ball, but they're having to earn it every second.
Lady Bearcat ball on their end of the floor. Laney Johnson takes an inbounds pass on the right wing. GRC with a man-to-man. Johnson trying to go one-on-one. T. Yeast gets help now from Sierra Byers and then a trap, and we have a timeout called by Birdwistle as he's seen his team get in a situation where they don't have good spacing. They picked up a dribble, and pressure's on them. Time called. Bobby's got a message he will impart to you.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end Value Bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. But you better hurry. Stop in today because the offer ends December 31st.
Yes, sir. We've got just under 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half of play. 19-15 lead for GRC. Probably the longest lead they've had has been 6 points. And it's a low-scoring game played in a half-court setting.
Well, and intense pressure both
yes.
ways. Neither team really being able to get any many second-chance points, if any. And the defense is carrying the day so far.
Only two transition baskets for GRC, and as Bobby said, I can confirm no second chance scoring by either club. Johnson with just a lot of dribbling out on top. High dribble there, and she carried it. So something that really irritates coaches, and Coach Birdwistle just buries his face in his palms of his hand and now is barking at his team. You call a timeout, Bobby, and then you come out with a turnover.
And then you just tom-tom the ball.
Yeah.
You got to move it.
At the foul line. Yee's picked up, Stamper, entry pass into Sierra Byers, lost it on the dribble, kick it out to Chestnut, good ball movement. Stamper loads a three, didn't get it. On the rebound, batted around, McKeely Tabor in there. She's creating problems for Anderson County, but it'll be possession to the Lady Bearcats.
It's been tough to get an offensive rebound so far in the first 12 minutes of this game, but that's just a testament to the tremendous ability both teams have to play defensively.
Low scoring game, but GRC has the most points. Cardinal girls leading 19-15. Anderson County undefeated, GRC undefeated as well. Lady Bearcats have Satterley running the point, driving it to the right side. Chestnut on her, skip it left side, ball fake, driving in. Puts up a bank shot on the runner, not there by Wyatt. Rebounded by T. Yeast. She takes off in the dribble. Left side, finds Chestnut. She's hit a three from that spot, passed it up, and goes to Stamper. Kennedy at the foul line, shovel it off to Sierra Byers. Ball fake, 18-footer, good.
She really squared her body, got ready to move into that shot, and ripped it in. Biggest lead of the game, tied up by 6 for the Cards.
You know what set that up, Bobby? Ball fake.
Ball fake and ball movement.
Ball movement. Yeah. Got one dribble, squared up, and hit the 18-footer. Hyatt, who's back in there for Anderson County, playing with two fouls, trying to muscle her way down on the block. Sierra Byers not letting her do it. They pound the ball down inside. A shot put up and in by Ella Bond, but she had to work for it.
She had to work hard to get it there. McKeely doing everything she could defensively to stop her, but nice shot from the right block.
Entry pass into Sierra Byers, 15-footer left baseline, didn't get it. Weak side rebound, one and done for GRC. Ella Baum had it. Off to Johnson. Johnson, baseball pass, length of the floor, and they say it was caught on the baseline by Claire Cooper, but she traveled. Eight turnovers by Anderson County, only two miscues by GRC. Coach Graham put some players in. They'll set the lineup for you. It looks like Jalen Green, Kiana Jones back in. Sierra Byers, they'll be on the front line. Stamper and T. Yeast in the backcourt.
Card staying fresh with those reserves, just in and out with them, keeping everybody on the court ready to play.
Nearly 2 minutes, approaching 2 minutes to go here in the first half. GRC with a ball and a 21-17 lead. Here's a ball fake by Green, got to the left elbow, 15-footer, didn't go down.
Boy.
GRC having a tough time hitting those mid-range jumpers. Coming across is Johnson. Johnson attacking, and Green bodies are up at the top of the key, and a foul called there. We have seen some bumping, but that time it was Green impeding the path of Johnson. Her first, team fourth.
After this, automatic two shots will go to the Lady Bearcats.
Anderson County with the ball on their end of the floor inside of 2 minutes and the clock rolling. GRC with a man-to-man. Kiana Jones out on top. She's drawn that tough assignment of Laney Johnson. Johnson driving right side. Stamper with a double team. Johnson still in it. Pulls it out on the dribble. Trying to circle around. Now back in Jones. Got to the left of the lane. Hands it off. Cooper, poor spacing. Back to Jones. Driving in. Runner put up and in. Nice play by Ella Baum. She's got four in the game, both in the second quarter.
Cards over committed on the left side and left her open to take it down the lane on the right for the deuce.
You take away something, you're going to give up something, and Bobby's exactly right. The double team left the player open. Driving in, Green double teamed herself, goes out to Sierra Byers. Sierra back to Green, left-handed three on the way. Didn't go down again.
No rebound.
No offensive rebounds. They've had two the entire game. Driving, Satterley picked up, throw it on the wing. Baum for the lead, and she got it. Baum hit the three, and all of a sudden, Anderson County with their lead.
Seven in a row.
Inside a minute, clock running. GRC brings it up. Pass on the wing. Sierra Byers calling for it. Got it. Drop step. Baseline. Put it up and in. Too big, too strong.
Well, if she can finally get the ball in that position, she can be a factor down low.
8 points in the game for Byers. Gives GRC back the one-point lead. 30 seconds. Clock rolling. Coach Birdwhistle working as hard as his players. He's run that sideline. Wearing that red, white, and blue of Anderson County. Man-to-man by GRC. Satterley just working the clock down. It's at 15. T.E. sizing her up. Satterley off the screen. Stamper on the switch, and we've got traveling. So they took 10 seconds off the clock, and they're going to give it to GRC on a turnover with 9.5 to play. And I'm like Coach Birdwhistle. I really didn't see it either, but it's going to be GRC with the ball. Stamper's got to move. She's got it. 6 seconds. Looking. Bounce pass. Byers. Double team, fadeaway, 10-footer, not there. Stamper at the foul line. Good if it goes. Yes, they're going to count it. 12-footer straight away from Kennedy Stamper. There was no second chance scoring until that bucket. They're going to give it to Stamper, and it's a 25-22 lead here at halftime for the George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls team. And right now the officials talking, and Coach Birdwhistle, he's contesting vehemently that shot did not go. The two of the three officials said count it. The third official taking the basketball to the scorer's table. So the officials being given refreshment, the bottles of water as they head to the locker room, and Birdwhistle's got to go with his team to the locker room. Halftime here, 25-22, GRC leading here in girls action. Bobby and I will take a two-minute break when we come back. Halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary, all that coming up on your home of GRC Sports right here on WWKY. Back in 2 minutes.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
I want to do business the country time way. Honesty, integrity, that's a great mix. I'm Winchester bound in exit 96. Cause I ain't into gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm gonna buy my ride the country time way. The country time way.
Halftime here at the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic at Lexington Catholic High School. Two gyms, 12 teams. They've been going all day today, and we've got a good tight one here. It's GRC, the girls, Cardinal girls team leading Anderson County Lady Bearcats 25-22, a game that's been a low-scoring game. GRC led for most of this game, but a brief lead on a three-point shot inside a minute. And the Cards were able to get that lead back, and only two-point scoring was the Stamper put back to put GRC up by three.
Yeah, and that was very, very close. It could be that the ball was still in her hand when she let it go, but the official gave it to her, and as a result, that one-point lead was expanded to three here at intermission, and as you have said, a very, very hotly, intensely contested first half.
Looking at some of these team numbers in this ball game, Bobby, in the first half of play, a thing that jumps out to me is Anderson County out rebounding GRC 18-8. Yeah. Coach Graham won't stand for that.
And they're behind, but GRC was non-existent on the offensive boards, and that could be to the way the ball was coming off the rim in a lot of cases, but irrespective of that, you would anticipate at least one or two of your jerseys down near where the rebound was actually picked off, but they have sort of been settling and waiting for the ball to come to them, but nothing has come out long except that very last rebound that Kennedy was able to pop in.
Another thing that jumps out at me, here GRC, though, decided rebounding edge 18-8 for Anderson County, but the Lady Cardinals have 10 more shots.
Yeah.
In the ball game, that's attributed to the 9 turnovers by Anderson County, only 2 turnovers by GRC. So yeah, while they've gotten more shots, they really haven't capitalized on it. But you think that way, and they've got 12 points, 12 of their 25 off those turnovers.
Well, that's right. They've got half of them basically off the turnovers. But the big thing is the consistent, intense pressure. And every time that the Lady Bearcats come up the court, they are facing that, and it's been really tough for them to deal with, and they are very, very skilled, but they haven't played against this type of pressure probably this year so far, and the turnover margin indicates that.
Looking at some of the team numbers before we go to a break, 7 of 16 shooting overall for Anderson County, 43.8%, 5 of 7 three-point range, 3 of 4 at the free throw line for GRC, 11 of 26 for 42.5%. They're 3 of 9 from behind the arc, and they've taken 3 free throws, haven't hit any of them. 18-8 rebounding edge for Anderson County, a 12-0 points off turnover edge for GRC. Looking at second chance scoring, neither team getting much there. 3 points for Anderson County and 2 for GRC. Looking at some of the other numbers, the 6-point lead by GRC has been the longest lead by either club. 2 lead changes, 2 ties. Cards have had as much as a 6-0 run, and Anderson County got on that 9-2 run and took the lead only briefly. Well, the Lady Bearcats back out on the floor here at halftime. Bobby and I will take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have individual numbers right after this.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
It's a 25-22 lead for the GRC Cardinal girls here in a battle of the unbeaten teams. GRC at 6-0, Anderson County at 8-0. Looking at some of the individual numbers, leading scorer in the ballgame, Lainey Johnson, who has played to 14 points and 3 rebounds. She does have a couple of turnovers, but she's got an assist. She played the entire first half for Anderson County. Her 14 covers most of the 22 points. They did get 7 from Ella Baum and 5 rebounds, which leads all rebounders in the ballgame. Those two ladies off of two-time state tournament Sweet 16 teams. For GRC, looking at some of the numbers, Kennedy Stamper with 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist in her time on the floor. We also have T. Yeast. She's got 4 points and 1 rebound, has 3 assists in the ball game. Played 13 and a half minutes. 15 minutes of play for Sierra Byers, 8 points on 4 of 7 shooting, 3 rebounds to pace the club. Also playing 8 minutes for GRC, you had Jaylen Green. She has taken 4 shots, didn't connect. Did play and dish out 1 assist and blocked a shot and made a steal. Playing 6.5 minutes for GRC, Kiana Jones. Jones comes away with 1 rebound, took 1 shot in the first half of play, did come away with 2 steals. So the bench offering some assistance there. McKeely Tabor with 5 points. She's taken 2 shots, hit them both, 1 of those a 3. 6 points in the game for Anaya Chestnut. She got going, hit her first 2 3-point shots, and comes away with 6 points in this ball game. For GRC. So Annette Miller has also played in the game, failed to score for GRC. So both teams back out on the floor. They're going through warm-ups as we get ready for second half play. 25-22, GRC leading Anderson County. More to come after this one-minute break. Second half coming up.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9-11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
What about that guitar solo? Tim played that too.
Coming out of the break. Tim can do it all.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Second half gets underway. GRC with a basketball and a 3-point lead. McKaylee Tabor trying to add to it with a 3-point shot that rimmed off. Hyatt got the rebound for Anderson County. So Anderson County with the ball. They've only had a brief lead, and here is a foul as Lainey Johnson threw up a shot, and T. Yeast couldn't hide that one. Put Johnson to the floor. It'll be a two-shot shooting foul coming for Johnson. And in that first half of play, Johnson, she is 2 of 2 at the foul line, hit every three-point shot she made.
Yeah, she's been on fire, and she's the main reason that this game is as close as it is.
Well, the old announcer's jinx, she missed that free throw. She hadn't missed anything hardly in this ball game, but she hit that one off the back iron. Second free throw up, and that one is good. So all of a sudden, we've got a two-point game. Here come the Cards. Stamper, left wing to Yeast. Throw it into Sierra Byers. They double her in the post. She skips it left side. Chestnut with a ball fake. Couldn't shake Satterley. Gives it over to Stamper. Stamper, another entry pass into Byers. Kennedy's got it at the foul line. Up and under. Little 10-footer. Didn't get the roll. Byers kept it alive. Her rebound put back is a foul, and that's going to be on Johnson. That'll be her second.
On GRC's shot attempts, the first two times down the court, they have had some ladies in position to rebound, and that time it paid off.
Sierra Byers with 8 points in the game and now 4 rebounds, takes free throw, and it rims out. She's 0 for 2 at the free throw line, and on the season, averaging right at 16 points per game. Her free throw shooting 66.5%. She goes, is 0 for 2 here. Johnson wants help in the backcourt. Satterley makes herself available, and they throw it back to Johnson. Stamper just toying with him like she wants to jump in the passing lane. Hyatt has it. Skip it over. Satterley behind the back dribble, and T. Yeast picks up another foul. That'll be her second, team second, in this third quarter. So we played a minute. GRC with a two-point lead. Played a minute here in the third. Satterley a little shaken up. Nothing egregious or intentional on that as Coach Birdwhistle walks the sideline. He's all the way down on the baseline looking at his team inbound the basketball underneath their goal. Good crowd. GRC, a lot of red in here for the Cardinal fans. They run Satterley on the baseline. She nearly stepped on the sideline. Anaya Chestnut eyes right on that ball. She's pushed her all the way out near midcourt, left of the circle. Satterley hands it off. Here's Johnson. Tries to come off the screen, draws a double team. 10-footer,
wow.
Good. She's solid.
She is really, really playing well, knotting the score here, yep, at the 6:35 mark.
Nobody picks up Sierra Byers. Jump, stop, move on the blocks and put it in. She's got 10 in the game. Coach Graham wanting an and one, didn't get it. Now he sets GRC's press. After a made basket, they can press. GRC back with the lead. Johnson at midcourt. She's in a tough spot now. As Clooney would say on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, we're in a tight spot. So tight that Coach Birdwhistle says we're going to call a timeout. So Coach Birdwhistle with a 30-second timeout. We played nearly 2 minutes. GRC with a two-point lead. 30-second timeout back after this brief message.
This is Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Ball. They get the ball inbounds. Satterley runs it off to the left side, hands it off Johnson. Johnson draws a double team, as she often does. Throw it on the right baseline. Cooper kicks it back out. They look inside. Baum with 7 points and 5 boards, hands it off to Cooper. Spacing not real good by Anderson County, but they keep possession. Man-to-man by GRC. McKeely Tabor has Johnson. She tried to back her down in the paint. Throws up a desperation shot. Missed it. Here's Chestnut with a rebound and Johnson on the floor. Cards with numbers. Sierra Byers, Euro step. Flipped it up. It rolled off the rim. She went from the left side of the lane with that nice Euro step. Flipped it up on the move.
Came so clear. That one curled in and then curled out. But back at the line. Let's see if she can get a free throw down.
Each team with 2 team fouls in this third quarter. Second foul on Ella Baum. Now Sierra Byers, she's 0 for 3 at the free throw line. Looks over at Coach Graham, and Coach Graham with a brief word with one of the officials. All in good exchange. Fires at the line. Sierra's free throw. Makes that one nothing but net. Good to see that, Bobby. Yeah. You know, free throw shooting, a lot of it's mental.
Mental, that's it. And yet she looked like she tightened up her stroke just a little bit on that shot.
Kiana Jones and Jalen Green come in, replacing Chestnut and Tabor, as Byers' second free throw is up and it's in. She made them both there. 12 points in the game for Sierra Byers.
Back to
that four. That allows GRC to get the press. Made free throws, they press. They get the ball in the front court. Satterley calling for it, but Johnson goes to the sideline. And these fouls are pretty easy to call, aren't they?
Yeah, well, tried to pin her on the sideline and didn't get there in time and bumped her out of bounds.
Almost landed in the arms of the coach.
Coach was there to cradle her.
Here's a skip pass over the defense. Satterley kicks it out. Nice ball movement and a three-point shot by Baum. Gets Anderson County back within a bucket. Here's a shot put up by Yeast, and she answers. So Yeast hits a three, and just like that, she's got 7 points in the game. GRC with the press.
Both teams set up square and just nail those wing threes.
32-28. GRC with a lead. Played a little over 3 minutes here in the third quarter. Satterley dribbling out on top. T. Yeast with that assignment. Right now they've got Johnson standing at the foul line, giving her a little bit of a breather. She screens down. They run Hyatt off of her. Hyatt's working the high post, hands it off to Satterley. T. Yeast slides right through. They clear it out, and they let Satterley go one-on-one.
Nope.
Good defense by Yeast.
Yeah.
Contact and no call. Stamper, lead pass up to Yeast. T. driving in, hands it off. Green makes the curl, puts up the runner, ooh, rattled in, came out. Rebounded there by Johnson. She cradles the ball with both hands. Yeast with two fouls needs to get back, and she does. But here's a back tip deflection, and that foul's going to be on Jalen Green. For Green, that'll be her second, team fourth. And with midway through this third quarter, two free throws coming now for Anderson County.
Both players running neck and neck at full speed down the floor, and she just decided to reach in and grab her, but unfortunately, foul called.
Johnson thought about it. Now she'll shoot it 25 feet. Didn't even draw iron, and Coach Birdwhistle looks at her and just smiles and says, "What are you doing?
Well,
you were over here near the bench when you shot that three."
We've had both coaches do that a couple of times in this game, but
that's the first three she's missed. Four of five. I don't guess you say much to them, do you?
No, you've got to let them go.
Green cross the lane pass, sets Yeast for a shot. Now she shoots an air ball, shot it very short. Going the other way, here's Anderson County. Attacking is Satterley, puts up the runner, didn't get it. Fight for the rebound. Kiana Jones coming off a 10-rebound effort, 7 offensive boards, jerks that one down. Hands it to Byers. Sierra crosses over, left of the lane, draws a double team, and the ref says no, wipe it off. Foul on the floor as she attacked.
Well, she knew where she was going, and she was able to split the defense, coming down the left side, drawing the foul, and GRC with the ball out of bounds under its own basket.
Chestnut back in. Stamper gets a breather. Jones goes over. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Top of the key. Jalen Green nailed it for her first bucket of the game, and the Cards now with 5 of 12 from three-point shooting.
Longest lead of the night.
Here's a pass over to Johnson. Thought it was going to sail out of bounds. She did a good job to get it. Tried to convert it into a basket. Byers takes the rebound and miss. Sierra dribbling straight down the middle of the floor. Finds Yeast. Yeast double team. Give and go to Sierra Byers. Didn't get it. Jones with a loose ball. She can't score. Sierra Byers at the rim. That follow won't go.
Two under the basket, but both were contested.
Satterley up court to Cooper. Cooper finds a left-handed shot put up, not there, on a three-point attempt, and now GRC going the other way. The pace is quickened. Chestnut driving in, left-hand shot, hit the bottom of the board, rebounded by Yeast. Her putback hits the bottom of the board. Coach Graham walks all the way down to the baseline and says, "Come on, girls.
One thing,
hit the basket, not the backboard."
But she was a little bit too far underneath. But you've got GRC with all of a sudden getting the rebounds, flying out of there and creating chaos and getting shots.
T. Yeast with a free throw that goes in.
There we go. Up
so
to
a little, little second chance scoring, something we've needed to see in the GRC girls scoring at the foul line. They went 0 for 3 in the first half. as Yeast makes that free throw. Averages 7.5 points per game and shooting free throws on the season at a 50% clip, but she makes them both here. Yeast with 9 points in the game, and GRC now with a 37-28 lead. 2.5 to play in the third. Satterley pushes it into front court. Picked up there by Green. Green denying her to the right side, overplaying that right side, knowing Satterley's right-handed. She hints and shades that way, but then picks up the foul on Green. That's going to be 2 free throws coming. It'll be the third on Green.
But again, that pressure just daunting.
The official kind of gently escorting Coach Birdwhistle back into the coach's box as he's got the basketball, and now the official says, let's shoot some free throws. Two shots coming, and Coach Graham getting ready to make some personnel moves. As situation is 37-28, GRC leading, and only 2 baskets in this third quarter for Anderson County, Bobby.
Yeah, they have hit a little dry spell, but more than anything, I think due to the fact that they may be wearing down a bit.
What about that free throw by Satterley? Didn't have any rotation on it. Just got to the front of the rim.
And missed.
Yeah, I think they're tired, too. Trying to get through this third quarter. Okay. Second free throw is made. Satterley with 2 points on 2 of 4 free throw shooting. She's a weary lady. She's played a lot of minutes. Sierra Byers can't resist a 3. She launched it, missed it. Wow. Kiana Jones with a rebound. Back to Sierra. Attacking, shooting, and drawing the foul.
Hanging right in there. A tremendous rebound that time. And then she kicked it out to CeCe, and she took it strong.
Kiana Jones with an offensive rebound. Gets a slap of 5 from assistant Steve Anderson as Sierra Byers makes her free throw. Sierra had missed her first 3. She has now made her last 3 in a row. Byers with 12, make it 13 points in the game right now. Another free throw coming up, and she makes that one. That will allow GRC to set the press. A 10-point Cardinal girls lead, and you can see Anderson County looks a little tired.
Yeah, 9-2 run by the Cards here to take command in this thing.
Yeah, and you got Johnson on the bench, too. So, GRC, if you're going to make hay while the sun shines, so to speak. And while Johnson's on the bench, we'll see if GRC can add to this 10-point lead. But not putting them on the foul line. That's letting Anderson County play right into their game to score with the clock stops. And that foul's on Yeast. She joins Jalen Green as teammates with 3 fouls each.
Well, and the sad part of the occurrence was that she's right there with her. She's between her and the basket, but she had to slap down trying to get to that ball and didn't need to do that because her defense was adequate and where it needed to be.
Hella Baum at the line makes the free throw. Baum again on these state tournament teams. Missed that one. Flying in there. Kiana Jones with a rebound over to Sierra Byers. Inside of 2 minutes here in the third. They don't stop Sierra Byers. She just took it to the basket, put it in with the left hand. Coach Graham emphatically now imploring his girls to turn up the D.
41-30 Cards all of a sudden by 11. They've been dominant in this quarter and are trying to get total control of this one.
Here's a skip pants over to Baum. Baum's pass intercepted by Stamper. Stamper, 2-on-1. Ball fake, put it up, short-armed it on the flyby as Satterley altered her shot in a jump ball. So the GRC got the turnover. That's 10 committed by Anderson County. Only 2 turnovers in the game by the Cards. Anderson County will need to bring it the length of the floor. And here's GRC with that relentless pressure. In the front court, they throw it up to Baum. Middle of the floor, Hyatt has it. Trailing the play is Satterley. Anderson County try to set up and try to get a bucket. They've only had 2 baskets in this third quarter. Perimeter passing by the Lady Bearcats with 1 minute to play in the third quarter, trailing by 11. Stamper steps in that passing lane. Cooper trying to get by her. Stamper with a deflection and a steal turnover. Stamper without numbers. Ball fake, scoop shot, got it at the rim.
43-30 Cards, 40 seconds remaining in the third.
Stamper missed the layup on the last one that was contested. This is a tougher shot, and she converts. And Sierra Byers deflects a pass out of bounds. And Coach Graham saying, hey, let's get our girls a little extra breather here for a fourth quarter run. She brings out Sierra Byers, brings out Kennedy Stamper, brings out T. Yeast. So with 39 and a half seconds to go in the third quarter, Jones, Chestnut, Green, Yeast, and Goodwin on the floor. Laney Johnson still on the bench for Anderson County. And the Cardinal girls have taken advantage of that, making it out to a 13-point lead. Here's a poor exchange by the Lady Bearcats, and they say Chestnut got a hand on it. Coach Graham saying, I got a good look at it, too.
Well, the lady cards have been in their grill the whole game, and it has really paid off here in the third.
Satterly with it near midcourt. 25 seconds, clock rolling here in the third. Behind the back dribble, didn't produce anything. Chestnut sliding with it. And the Card fans just all calling for that five-second call, and the official obliges and calls it. So the GRC fans, heady basketball fans, calling for the held ball, Bobby.
Well, everybody was in red, and they got it. So in the final 19 seconds, let's see if they can add to this lead.
Three of the 12 turnovers by Anderson County have been held balls. Green fakes a pass into Byers. Now they get it in. Sierra spinning, shooting at the rim. Missed it, kept it alive, got her own board. Turnaround bank shot too strong. Claimed there by Baum, and the horn sounds, ending the third quarter of play. But it was a good quarter for GRC. Cardinal girls stretch out that lead. They lead 43-30 after three quarters of play. You're listening to high school basketball to White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. Bobby and I'll be back. GRC up 13. Fourth quarter play coming up in 1 minute.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Paris Stockyards will not have a sale Thursday, December the 21st or Thursday, December the 28th. Take this time and spend it with family and friends and enjoy the holidays. The Paris Stockyards thanks you again for another incredible year. The next sale will be Thursday, January the 4th. Happy holidays from this area's premier stockyards, the Paris Stockyards, where it's farmers doing business with farmers.
There you go, little Tom Petty. Don't do me like that. Well, GRC's doing them that way.
Yeah, and you've got the Bearcats down there that are please don't.
Well, we've got eight more minutes of basketball, and GRC getting stronger as the game progresses. And the Cards girls basketball team has it to begin the fourth quarter of play. And it'll be a three-point shot launched by Jalen Green that misses everything. It goes out of bounds. It'll be possession to Anderson County. Looking at the five GRC has, it'll be Chestnut and Goodwin. Also Stamper, Tabor, and Byers in the game for GRC to begin this fourth quarter. Laney Johnson back in for Anderson County. She's got the ball. Dribbles right into a double team, and Jalen Goodwin took it away from her, and the official calls a jump ball. And the coach bird whistle says, do not dribble over here.
Well, not only dribbling and then trying to reverse out of it, not knowing what is going to be there waiting for you. You're moving themselves right into a trap.
Got that blindside trap. But fourth quarter starts with a foul, and McKeely Tabor in there, her first. That'll be the team first here in the fourth quarter. Anderson County with the ball on their end of the floor. Satterley's played a lot of minutes. She's going to run the baseline. They get it to her on a backdoor cut. Can't get a shot off over to Cooper. Her three, good. So Claire Cooper, her first bucket in the game, a three-pointer.
Wide open, though. They set it up with the pass from the baseline out to her.
Stamper at the left elbow, hands it off to Goodwin. Jalen not looking for a shot. She's looking to facilitate. Shove in the back by Sierra Byers on Hyatt, no call. Sierra goes to Goodwin. Swinging around right wing, Stamper has it. Working against the taller Johnson. Fade away, got it, 17 feet. If you're undersized, you shoot the fadeaway. She shot it perfectly.
Well, she was, it was time for her to get one, and she squared herself up, put it down, and back up to a 12-point lead for the Cards.
Right over the outstretched hand of the 6-foot-tall Johnson, who tries to answer with a three of her own. That one's missed, and Sierra Byers claims a rebounded miss. Sierra down the middle of the floor. Filling the lane, both players. Here's Goodwin back to Sierra. Give and go. Byers draws contact, and we've got a whistle. Two officials look at each other saying, who's going to call it? We saw the same thing. So it'll be the first personal foul. It'll be the third on Hyatt, the team's first. GRC ball underneath their goal. Tabor into Stamper. They try to post up Sierra Byers. Can't get her. And again, Hyatt shoving her in the back. Wow. Chestnut, though, hits a three from the right wing.
She curled out and got one from just short of the foul line. Extended. Cards back up 15.
6:15 to play in this game. Anderson County throws it over the defense, sets open a bomb three. That is a bomb, and she hit it. That's her third three-point shot in the ball game. Cards back quickly in the front court. Tabor, high post, goes over to Goodwin. Jalen on the left wing, looking, wants an entry pass, bounces it into Sierra Byers on the left block. Sierra with a ball fake, back to Goodwin. Jalen passes right wing. Stamper has it. Goodwin cuts through. Brought with her Claire Cooper. That opens Kennedy Stamper to pull it out instead of attacking. She goes to Chestnut. Chestnut's hit three threes. They step out on her, so she drives in. Tabor with a ball fake, top of the key, back door by Goodwin. Nothing there. They switch off, and Stamper's got Johnson on her. She scored over her the last time she had it. But instead, Byers draws the double team, and that foul's going to be on the senior Hyatt, who will pick up her fourth. Sierra just too big, too quick, too strong.
Lady Cards used about 40, 45 seconds looking to get exactly what they wanted on that and did a nice job of being patient and efficient with their offense.
So that'll foul out the senior, Faith Hyatt. She leaves having scored 3 points in the ballgame. It'll be the possession to the Cards. New personnel in for Coach Graham, Kiana Jones, Anaya Chestnut, Sierra Byers, T. Yeast, and Kennedy Stamper on the floor. GRC ball underneath her goal. Sierra wants a lob. She's got it. Has to step out at three-point range to get it. Crossover dribble sets Chestnut. She's hit three threes, but that one won't go. Kiana Jones with an offensive board, and that's what she brings to the table,
that's
Bobby.
It.
Size and rebounding.
Well, and she has a nose for the ball, mm-hmm. especially on or near the low block, but that's one of the great assets, her being in the mix.
So right now, determining who the player foul is on, Johnson seems to think maybe it's her. She's all the way at the end of the floor. Back to the Kiana Jones comments you and I had about what she brings from the table. 10 rebounds the last game out, Bobby. 7 on the offensive glass. Coaches love people that don't care to get in there and play physical.
Well, and it's second chance opportunities. And
like you said, a nose for the ball.
That's it.
Jones' free throw is good. So not only toughness and rebounding, bringing a little scoring to the table. Really like her game.
Well, it's very complete.
Second free throw, rolled that one in. Second chance opportunities for GRC. Cashed in there at the line. 14-point lead for the GRC girls with 5:15 to play. 50-36 is the score. Anderson County with the ball. Satterley picked up her dribble. She did that way too early. They come to her rescue as they bring players all the way out to midcourt. McGregor had it, goes back over to Satterley. Now Baum has to take it 25 feet away from the basket. Right side tried to drive in. Kiana Jones on her hip, and that's a turnover. That's 13 miscues by Anderson County. Bobby, only 2 by the Cards.
That's it, and it's that Piranha defense. It has done the job here.
Stamper goes all the way down. She's put to the floor. No call. Kiana Jones, rebound, put back, pump it in.
Right there, we're going to have to call her missed second chance.
Well, she got it up and in on the second trip down the floor. She's on the floor right now, pushed to the floor by Baum, and we've got a whistle. And right now, finally, I think the officials heard enough, and they're pointing at the Anderson County bench. Coach Birdwhistle with hands on his hip like an innocent person. He's worked it hard all game.
Well, they obviously haven't seen this type of grill-to-grill, man-to-man, girl-to-girl defense, and it's been wearing on them since the start of the game, and they're just winning. Technical foul. So
the one of the assistant coaches on a scooter with an injured lower extremity injury, he rolls his cart off there, and it'll be technical foul by Anderson County. And Anderson County has a dubious distinction, Bobby. You remember the COVID cancellation year. We were at the state tournament, and there was one game played, and it was Anderson County and Franklin County. Then I get the call from Hayes and Tim and everybody and says, hey, they called the tournament off. So they had the dubious distinction of playing the only game in that state tournament that year. Anaya Chestnut goes to the line. She'll shoot the technical free throws and calmly makes that one. She had missed her first two, so she is in double figures now with 10 points. Just a charming and engaging player that has skills. That's Anaya Chestnut. Second free throw good as well. Saw her up at the Rowland County gym. We were up there at that tournament. These girls support the boys, and the boys come to girls'
vice
game.
Versa.
They're classmates.
That's exactly right. And, well, they both play the same sport, and they understand what's going on.
Here's Chesson off of a buyer screen, goes over to T. Yeast, and Coach Graham says, let's spread the floor. He's slapping his hand, saying, hey, somebody go out to the point. Anaya does, and she feeds Sierra Byers, who puts the shot up, and she draws the foul. And Coach Graham clenching that fist as he knew there's nobody in there that can handle her, and there's not many in the state that can.
Yeah, McGregor got her, and GRC has just taken control of this thing since halftime. They got the fortuitous call right at the end of the half to lead by three instead of one, and then have just taken off and run away.
Sierra Byers' free throw, that one is short. She had made her last four in a row after missing her first three. She has 16 points in this ball game, hasn't scored in the fourth quarter. See if she can take care of that.
Nope.
She cannot. It rimmed out. And with the rebounded miss, it's Anderson County with 4 minutes to play in this game, and GRC on top, 54-36. Cardinal girls will be in the two-shot foul situation for the remainder of the game. They run a curl. Two players through, and the second one cutting was Glass. She got the pass, and Stamper got the foul. Kennedy got picked, tried to catch up off that screen, and fouled her in the process.
Fouled her, but didn't let her have the and one.
So at the free throw line, it'll be Madison Glass, who played briefly in the first half of play. She rolls a free throw in. The only two baskets, well, actually three of the four baskets in the second half for Anderson County have been three-point shots. Stamper goes out for GRC. She scored 6 points in this game. Also dished out a couple of assists as Glass makes both free throws. Clock moving. Chestnut down the middle of the floor. Green comes in to the ball game. Green, Jones, Yeast, Byers, and Chestnut for GRC. High post pass to Kiana Jones. She sets a screen. Chestnut loads up a three and missed off the rim. One and out. Here comes Anderson County, and Chestnut with a steal. She took an elbow to the back of her head, and Coach Graham's sensing the fact that things can get chippy, so he's calling his girls over and saying, hey, let's just get through this game.
Play ball. Well, the one thing about it, Anaya missed that shot from the foul line extended and then immediately turned to go back down court. And the long pass, she was able to pilfer and bring back the other way and subsequently was fouled.
Yeah, she got that...
She made
that
up for the
forearm, that elbow at the base of the neck. A very painful and highly illegal move in wrestling.
But shot not in basketball.
No, just gets you a foul.
Just
missed the free throw.
That's three in a row they've missed, but leading by 16, they appear to be relatively comfortable.
Anaya's a 2 of 5. This one up. Now she is 3 of 6 at the free throw line in this game. 12 points in the game for Anaya Chestnut. 3.5 minutes to go. GRC with a 55-38 lead. Anderson County with the ball, and Cardinal Girls still playing a tight man-to-man. Glass turned on the dribble, feeds it over. Cooper loads up, got a quick release on a three. Jones couldn't corral the rebound and miss, and Anderson County with another chance. Double team out on top by GRC. Cooper has it. Tried to turn the corner, shut down by Yee. They switch off Green now on Glass.
Took four steps.
She's taking a running start, and the official right there on it. That's 15 turnovers by Anderson County, 2 for GRC.
And here come the Cards.
Quick pass up down the right side of the floor. Yeast has it, throws a lob. Kiana Jones elevates over Glass and draws the foul. Stops the clock with 2:57 to play in the game. And they'll send Kiana Jones to the free throw line. She's 2 of 2 on the afternoon.
That was a well-constructed two-person play there. She got it over the top, put it up, missed it, but is going to make hay at the foul line.
She's 3 of 3 at the line. She now has 5 points in the game, matching her rebound number. Second free throw up.
Yeah.
Made them both.
Got
I like her. Like her stroke.
Nice stroke. Nice and solid.
Well, these teams were both come into this game undefeated, but it's been GRC, all GRC, especially in the second half. Anderson County Satterley played a lot of minutes. Trying to get a shot off, and again, they're going to call a foul on McKeely Tabor. On Chestnut. Second on Chestnut. Fourth team foul, and Anderson County will shoot 2 from here on out. 2:46 to play in the game. Satterley with a 5-count on her. Wants to throw it into Cooper. She catches it in front of the Anderson County bench, which has Coach Clay Birdwhistle now relegated to a seat after that technical foul. They run the weave out on top. Nothing going. Cooper and Satterley, a two-person game. 15-foot jumper at the elbow. Shot woefully short. Battle for the rebound. Two players, three players now on the floor.
Timeout.
It'll be a timeout called by Anderson County. 2:26 to play in this basketball game. 57-38 lead for GRC. Bobby's got a message. You still got one for us?
Dude, I tell you what, if anybody knows anything about Montgomery Tractor, they have a message here when the Cards are playing. Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. But you better hurry. Stop in today. The offer ends December 31st.
Well, the situation is 2:26 to go in this basketball game. GRC, the girls, with a 57-38 lead. They had but a three-point lead at halftime. Third quarter seemed to be the pivotal point in this ball game. Looking at some of the scoring, 6 in the game for Stamper. You've got 9 in the game for T. Yeast. And for Sierra Byers, 14 points. You have 6 points for Kiana Jones and Anaya Chestnut with 11. A lot of balance there, Bobby, up and down.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And here we are, Anderson County, trying to get the ball inbounds from underneath their own basket. And
that's not easy.
Having trouble. They've had trouble with every offensive possession.
Lob out near midcourt right in front of the bench. Pivoting out of trouble is Cooper, and she's going to take it right side and falls to the, and much to the Cardinal fans' disdain, are you kidding me, that they're saying that she fell down. Two free throws coming as T. Yeast will pick up the foul. That'll be her fourth, team fifth. And Claire Cooper at the free throw line. She was a starter. Did not score until this fourth quarter when she hit a three, and free throw is short. Anderson County, a very successful program. Another free throw rattled in and came off. Here comes GRC in the front court. Chestnut with a pass over to Green. Back to Chestnut. Sierra Byers giving an open three, and that one shot way short, and she's got a coy grin on her face as she retreats back down the floor. Satterley with a crossover, shot put up and blocked out of bounds. Jaylene Green with her second block of the game.
She's pretty versatile.
Anaya Chestnut comes out, and Anaya hit three-point shots in the ball game. Inbound pass, and that's going to go off of Glass's foot. She just dribbled it off, and Anderson County, a weary team, as we've got inside of 2 minutes in this game.
Yeah, credit that turnover to Jaylene Green's intense pressure once again.
They go with a 1-4, Stamper running the point, and two at the block, two at the elbow. Sierra Byers at the elbow, just dribbling around, taking some clock, jump stop in the lane, shot it up, shot it short, but draws a foul, and that's Faith McGregor. She will draw that foul, and Sierra just really couldn't resist. Yeah. They gave her a wide-open three earlier, and that time, you know, she caught it, and they sagged in, but... Instead of shooting, she tried to attack.
Well, did the wise thing. She can score closer, easier.
Rattled that free throw off. She's missed her last three. It's been hot and cold for Sierra at the line today. She is now 4 of 10 at the free throw line. She's either hit a streak of 4 in a row or missed 3 in a row, and this one is missed again. Rebounded by Kiana Jones, and there's missed second chances, Bobby says. Puts it up and in.
Yeah, Anderson County just standing there, and Jaylene said, okay, I'll take it and put it home.
GRC with a 59-38 lead. Big lead. Minute 20. Satterley trying to turn the corner. Green shut her down. Satterley at the foul line. He needs help. Excuse me. Throws it out in perimeter passing by Anderson County. A little shaky with the ball handling. Cooper got to the basket. Puts up a runner. Yeah. That won't go. Tipped out with the rebound and a shot put up with 61 seconds to play and a foul called. They blocked the shot at Baum, but Sierra Byers will pick up her second. It's two free throws coming for Ella Baum, who is one of two at the free throw line. They relied on Baum quite a bit since Johnson hadn't been in there, but Anderson County's missed their last three free throws, and again, probably a pretty good indication of some fatigue. Sierra Byers and Kennedy Stamper come out. The Cardinal fans that have traveled over here to Lexington give those players applause as Baum makes her second free throw. Coming in, Jalen Goodwin and McKeely Tabor return. Make that Annette Miller in for GRC. Miller, Goodwin, Tabor, Jones, and Green on the floor. Annette Miller, left wing, dribbles over, top of the key, hands it off to Jones. Jalen Goodwin with it, 45 seconds. GRC is going to move to 7-0 on this season. Anderson County will be saddled with their first loss. 38 seconds, clock rolling. Cards playing pitch and catch. Screen down, pop out, make the pass, go pick. That's what GRC is doing. Not a stall game, just using clock. Kiana Jones attacks the basket. She's going to be fouled by Claire Cooper, and Coach Graham, with a teachable moment, wanted to talk to his players.
From the top, she took it to the left, down the left side of the lane, and got the foul, and 24.7 left. The Cards up 20. She's on the line for two.
Kiana Jones, stroking that free throw. She's got five free throws all here in the fourth quarter. A lady that had not scored until this fourth quarter of play. Now 1 point away from getting into double figures. Coming in for GRC, Leah Howard checks in. Also in there is Emma Cecil. And just like that, congratulations, Kiana Jones. You are in double figures. 10 points all in the fourth quarter.
How about that? And maybe almost 10 boards?
Yeah.
Could be a double-double girl.
Kylie Stakeland in for GRC, as well as Leah Howard. Driving in, shot put up, and it's missed, tipped out. Ball goes out between the circles, picked up by Cooper. 5 seconds on the clock. Pass is thrown over near the Anderson bench, and they're going to turn it over. With 2 seconds to play, and all you got to do is inbound the ball and get ready to play two tomorrow.
Two tomorrow.
There's the horn. That'll do it. GRC in an impressive fashion. They picked up the scoring and the pace. They go away with this, running away with a 61-39 win over Anderson County. So GRC goes to 7-0 on the season. Anderson County, they suffer their first loss here at the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic at Lexington Catholic High School. Bobby and I will take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have game scoring, recap, and summary. All that coming up right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
It's the holidays, and with all that extra activity can come more injuries and emergencies. The emergency department at Clark Regional is open 24/7. Let the caring and experienced medical staff care for you and your family for any emergency that may arise. Don't put off going to the ER for severe injury or illness. Count on Clark for emergency care right here, close to home. For more information, visit online at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
GRC girls win today in a final 61-39, defeating Anderson County today in the Anderson County Lady Bearcats. Again, a very solid basketball team. They came in undefeated, and again, a team with a lot of rich tradition. They, like GRC, have been to the state tournament quite often. But the Cardinal girls, the third winningest program in the state of Kentucky, they had two that win total, 61-39. They led only by two at the end of the first quarter in a low-scoring game, 14-12. Kennedy Stamper hit a putback 10-footer straight away at the horn to give GRC a 25-22 halftime lead. But the third quarter was a pivotal quarter. While GRC turned up the heat, they left Anderson County with only two baskets in the entire third quarter of play, and they found a way to solve Laney Johnson, who hung 14 on him in the first half. They found a way to solve that, so they go away with 61-39 win. Bobby, that defense just smothered Anderson County. They got weary. They turned the ball over in this game. They turned it over 18 times. GRC with only two turnovers.
That's tremendous. And the big thing is, from the get-go, they were in the other team's grill in all five positions. And unless you're just a super person, that's going to grind and wear on you. And we could kind of sense that late in the first half, things were beginning to turn a little bit. And once we hit the third quarter, and you get into a situation in the second half where you outscore an undefeated team 36-17, doubling up on them, then it just shows that one team was spent and the other team was raring to go.
Looking at some of the team numbers in this, GRC responds on the offensive boards. They got out-rebounded overall 34-25, but they picked it up on the offensive backboards, out-rebounding Anderson County 11-9 on the offensive glass. By and large, responsible for that, Kiana Jones.
That's exactly right, and she was tremendous, and we talked about that at intermission, that they needed to get after it a little bit, especially on the offensive end. But one statistic that I see here that really stands out is 21 point per game scoring average, Jenna Satterley, 2 points. And that in and of itself could be where the game was won, because they didn't get much from her at all.
She played a lot of minutes, and she was a weary lady when she left the floor. And another thing, their other 20-point scorer, Lanny Johnson, ends up with 17. But, you know, she got 14 of those in the first half of play.
So the guards put the clamps on them. And when you come out and you can't even hardly breathe for 8 minutes, and then you do it for another 8 minutes, and then you do it for a third 8 minutes, well, that's going to wear and grind on you. And that's exactly what Coach Graham's team did. They were just relentless from the get-go on the defensive end, and it certainly pays off on the other end.
19 more shots for GRC in this ball game, and looking at some of the team numbers, it was 11 for 32 for 34.5% shooting for Anderson County, 8 of 14 at three-point range, 9 of 16 at the foul line. For GRC, the Cardinal girls shoot 39% from the floor, 20 of 51. They go 6 of 19 for 31.5% three-point range. Only 15 of 25 at the foul line, 60% for GRC. They only turned it over two times. They made Anderson County turn it over 18 times. Another glaring statistic, 23-0 edge for GRC in points off turnovers. When you look at second chance scoring, 14-4 edge for GRC in that one. So the Cardinal girls dominant in this 61-39 win. Let's see, we've got individual numbers. I'll tell you what, we'll take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have individual numbers here from Lexington Catholic High School at the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. GRC picks up a win. They go to 7-0, 61-39 over Anderson County. More to come, post-game show in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting, everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Joel Bennett back here with you in the postgame wrap-up. GRC winning as the girls advance, and they will play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. They win today 61-39. Leading scorers for Anderson County, the team that GRC defeated, 17 in a game for Laney Johnson. Also, other scoring, 12 points for Ella Baum and 9 rebounds. Claire Cooper with 6, 2 points each by Jenna Satterley and Madison Glass. For GRC, the individual numbers go like this. Kennedy Stamper, 6 points on 3 of 8 shooting. She pulled down 3 rebounds, dished out 4 assists, came away with 3 steals in that ballgame. Kylie, make that T. Yeast. She had 9 points in the game, 2 rebounds. For Sierra Byers, 16 points, 8 rebounds for Sierra. Other scoring, 3 points for Jalen Green. She had a rebound in the ballgame and 2 block shots. Coming off the bench, Kiana Jones, 10 points. Got them all in the fourth quarter. Pulled down 8 rebounds, 5 on the offensive side for GRC, playing tough in the post. 12 points for Anaya Chestnut. She had her first 3 three-point shots, 2 rebounds in her time on the floor. McKeely Tabor with 5 points on 2 of 3 shooting. Up here with me, Assistant Coach Steve Anderson. And Coach, I tell you, the glaring thing that jumps out at me is your 2 undefeated teams, something had to give. And what gave away was they succumbed to your ball pressure. You turned them over 18 times in that game, 23-0 in points off turnovers.
Yeah, they started off the game very deliberate. I think they wanted to obviously slow it down and keep the score down to a level. And in the first quarter especially, we let the one girl get loose a little bit. But, yeah, our pressure is pretty good, as you all know. And it finally took over about, you know, mid-third quarter. Our conditioning, we have really good conditioning. I think sometimes we just take the other team out of it through that.
And you had to hit a better percentage. You really got into a half-court game. It's low scoring, 14-12 at the first quarter. A Stamper jumper at the 10 feet away made it 25-22. That's a low-scoring game for your team. You need to make baskets to press.
That's right. If it's not going in, it's hard to get in our zone press or our man-to-man press. Obviously, it's been a week since we played. The last time we played, we hit 15 threes, and I think that can be a false sense of security, and not always going to shoot it like that. But we just kept talking about taking it to the rim a little bit, and we were a little bit hesitant doing that. But once we started doing that, and then getting the ball inside in the post, that really helped.
Sure did. Sierra Byers played big in the blocks, and your girls found the open player in this. Another thing, Coach, comment on the fact you're listening to assistant Steve Anderson. You only had two turnovers the entire game, and those came in the first quarter.
That's right. And then, they don't play a lot of pressure defense. They played mostly man-to-man, which was a little bit surprising, but they played a lot of zone. So it wasn't real hard. They kind of backed up, tried to slow us down. But we did a good job taking care of the ball. Kennedy, ran the team very well, and, she has all kinds of, IQ and knows where to get the ball. And we like you said, we did a great job in taking care of the basketball.
You only had two offensive rebounds at halftime. You picked up the pace with Kiana Jones hitting the boards, and Sierra ended up getting 11 offensive boards in the overall. I told Bobby, I said, Coach Graham won't stand for that at halftime.
So you may have heard us in the locker room, and that was definitely the message. That was the only message. As a matter of fact, it was 18-8, like you said, He just said that's ridiculous, and it is ridiculous. We should do a lot better job of that. And we sometimes get to standing around the perimeter when other people are driving to the basket, and then we're not in position to rebound, and you got to work harder when you're not already in position to rebound. But like you said, Kanaya came in and really got three or four offensive rebounds off the top of my head that I remember.
Yeah,
and that was a big difference. And especially a team that their size, we should dominate every time.
Well, and she ends up with 10 points all in the fourth quarter. But, again, your girls responded, and they played very well. You're listening to assistant coach Steve Anderson. Coach, you've got a 9 o'clock game tomorrow. That, what I understand, who will we be opposing, the winner of this one?
It's Douglas and somebody. I don't remember who Douglas played.
Oh, it won't be this game.
Yeah, it's not
so
this
it's
game.
Over in the other.
Frederick Douglas. It's escaping me right now. But we're thinking it's going to be Douglas. But you never know in these tournaments. And
well,
then
they got a good taste of GRC.
So it's got a little bit of a state tournament set up where, tomorrow the semifinals are in the morning and then the finals are Saturday night. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, we want to play, too, if we can.
That's right.
Bobby,
that's right.
Anything for Coach Steve Anderson before we let him go?
He had him in grill-to-grill mode from the get-go, and that made the difference.
Yeah, thank you guys for. Yeah, thank you guys again for covering us. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Got a good product.
And an honor when
you
get right down to it, because you see quality basketball out there, and they weren't playing against chopped liver today.
That's right.
They got after it pretty good and just took it over after intermission.
Yeah.
Coach Anderson, appreciate you coming by.
Appreciate you all.
Assistant Steve Anderson up here as the Cardinal girls win this ball game in a final 61-39 over Anderson County. Again, 9 o'clock tip-off tomorrow. Got to get up, got to get going early. Be listening to WWKY as Tim Smith and the news crew can keep you up on the opponents in our game. We win tomorrow. You're playing again, and got a couple of games on Saturday, so we plan on being there. Bobby, get you some rest. We've got to get up early, okay?
Shoot, I tell you what, 9 o'clock for you is a piece of cake. You've been up 5 hours. I know you.
Yeah, well, this is kind of in my turf here. You are the ones that have to travel. So we're going to get out of here. GRC wins. And, again, tomorrow at 9 a.m., be listening. We'll have that coverage for you here from Lexington Catholic High School. For Hayes McMakin, our onsite engineer, and back at the station, Tim Smith. Appreciate you, man, running a tight board. He's a pro. Speaking of pro, I got Bobby Baldwin with me. I'm Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening until tomorrow morning. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center,
Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.